This is for everyone who is far away from home, but close to it at the same time. This is a podcast about making your art and surviving. We are brown, beautiful, queer, struggling, thriving, too much, too loved, and too loving. Diaspora babes, love letters to myself and you. Dear diaspora babe, winter sucks. I know it's a time of year that I usually really hate. At least there's a little bit of sun today. I want you to do something with me if you're down. You don't have to, but you could try. This is something that's gonna ground us and then eventually let us, be a little freer, I think. First of all, I want you to name 5 things that you can see. I'm sitting at my desk at the window so I can see the sun. I can see my plant. Did you hear that? My coffee just went up and I had to grab it. I'm back now. The plant is, I don't know what kind it is, but the leaves are kind of shaped like hearts. And there's like a red looking heart-shaped lily thing on it. I can see my sketchbook and my diary. I can see a bookmark that says Shakespeare and Company, which is an English bookstore here in Paris. And the 5th thing is I see a risograph print from Safa K, which has 2 mogul girls, or mogul femmes at least, sitting. One is sitting with her hand on her chin. Or on her cheek, rather, and the other is playing a lute. I'm not really convinced that the other girl who's playing the lute is there. I think she might be in the other girl's memory. Now, I want you to find 4 things that you can touch. Go ahead and do it. I just touched my cold computer. It's really dirty. I'm touching the wood of the desk. I'm touching my hot coffee pot, which I just brought from the stove. I'm touching the dead parsley plant that I have on my desk next to the other plant. Now, are there 3 things you can hear? One of them is my voice, right? I can hear the wind. And I just heard a car driving by on the street. Oh no, it's not a car, it's a motorcycle. Now, how about 2 things you can smell? I can smell my incense. And the coffee I just made. Now, how about 1 thing you can taste? On my tongue, there's a little bit of ginger from the tea I just had. And my mouth tastes like the night because I haven't brushed. It's the morning and I haven't brushed my teeth yet. Now, after doing that, I want you to take a deep breath. Taking in all the things you just saw and letting it go. Ah, the sun's behind the clouds now. Deep breath in and let it go. Take another breath and go a little deeper inside your body. Feel your whole body wherever you're sitting or standing, if you're running. Can you feel the warmth inside your body? I can. And can you see that warmth? Now think of that warmth coming from the sun. The sun that's heating up everything. And think about that warmth coming from the sun at the beach. And feel your whole body, its muscles and the skin, its weight. Feel it sinking into the sand at the beach. It's really hot. The texture is exfoliating on your skin. You're in a bathing suit. Your body is comfortably revealed. For me, that would mean I'd probably be naked or maybe wearing a bathing suit bottom. But the rest of your skin is exposed to the glorious sun. You hear the waves rolling, relaxing. The waves are always going to be there, whether you're there or not. There's a light breeze. It cools down your skin. Next to you is another gorgeous diaspora babe, relaxed, lying in the sun, absorbing the heat, and absorbing the heat that comes both from the sky and that radiates through the earth. Except the heat that radiates through the earth isn't hot necessarily. It's kind of cool, but it still energizes you. You still feel the earth, wherever it contacts your body, enveloping you and holding you, as the sun also holds you. And the waves cradle your ears. And maybe you reach out and touch whoever else is there with you, your best friend. And they reach out and touch their other best friend who's there. And together, you're suffused with the warmth of love from each other and from the sun and from the earth. Can you feel that warmth inside you? That sun and that warmth is always there. It's always there inside you. Thanks for doing that with me. Not every episode is going to be that chilled out or that low key. This is kind of just a teaser, and I thought for the teaser, we might just do something like that together, something to kind of get us all into the vibe. But anyway, that's a grounding technique that I learned somewhere online, I think. And you can do it whenever you're feeling anxious or you're overwhelmed. You know, just take your hand. You can remember this like with your hand. Take your hand. Five things you can see, put up five fingers. Four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing that you can taste. And then you have your fist, and you can do whatever you want with your fist. And then the other thing is just a little guided meditation thing that I do for myself sometimes. Like, I totally just whenever I need a minute, I imagine myself at the beach because that's my happy place. You can totally do it for yourself, like for whatever your happy place is. I don't know what it might be. So yeah, please join me tomorrow. Oh my goodness. For the first episode, Your Art is Important. And that's a reminder for everyone out there. Your art is important. By your art, I mean whatever your thing is, whether you're a writer, whether you're a visual artist, whether you're a performance artist, what your passion, you know, it could be, you know, your herbal practice or your therapy practice or your astrology practice, your hiking practice, whatever your thing is your passion and maybe isn't like immediately remunerated or rewarded by our capitalist society. That's your thing. So I'm going to call it your art. I'm going to call it your work. I'm going to call it your practice. Fill it in. And, you know, even if you don't have any creative practice that you currently are engaged in, like, you can think of this as your life, okay? I mean, your life as like a creative process or as a series of creative decisions and processes to try to, like, you know, get the life that you want. Though I am specifically going to be thinking of, you know, specific creative processes like, you know, painting and drawing and writing and music and all the other things I've mentioned. And that's kind of a hint of what we're going to be looking at. Please go follow me on Instagram at Diaspora Babes if you haven't already. My personal Instagram is You Can Do It Habibi. Please slide into the DMs and tell me what you think. Tell me what you're excited about, what you want to see, how you're feeling. You can also email me at diasporababes@gmail.com. So DiasporaBabes. @gmail.com. Thank you, and until next time.